Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, which could be from the world of folk music, could be a children's song, could be a familiar pop song, even a familiar melody from the world of classical music. Every now and then, Bruce does that. He takes that tune and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess both the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Steve Hoag is on the line from New Orleans. Steve, welcome.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
Oh, great to have you. Now, Steve, I understand that you recently moved to New Orleans. What took you to New Orleans?
Well, the music. I'm a tuba player, and I play string bass, and I have a strong love of traditional jazz styles. And where better to be than New Orleans? And the opportunity came up, and here I am.
That's great. There's so many great brass bands in New Orleans, too. Have you picked up with any of them?
I have not yet. That's a style that I really need to pursue a little bit because it's a lot different from anything else. Those guys are amazing.
They are. So maybe some second line in your future?
I sure hope so. and I hope some standing on the stage and being in the front line a little bit even.
All right. Well, I look, if you get some great concert recordings, be sure to send them along.
I certainly will. Thanks.
Okay. Well, for now, it's Piano Puzzler time. Bruce is going to play this for you, and your job, of course, to name the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. You all set?
Yeah, I sure am.
Okay. Here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
It's a good one for you, I think. It just happens to be, I hope.
That's seems like a common reaction after Bruce plays. Wow. My gut reaction is it sounds very Gershwin.
Yes, well, it is. There's Gershwin in there, and there's somebody else, too.
Almost, I'm stumbling. Almost Gershwin meets Stravinsky.
It is exactly that. It is Gershwin and Stravinsky all rolled together. It's a piece by Stravinsky and a song by Gershwin.
Oh, okay.
It's both of those.
Well, so there we go. So I missed the tune then completely.
Yeah, the funny thing is that it so happens that this little piece by Stravinsky has things in it that are also in the tune by Gershwin, so I smash them together.
Yeah, now, Steve, you said it almost sounds like Gershwin meets Stravinsky.
It's exactly what it is.
And you hit the nail on the head.
Hey, what do you know? I must have been hearing the Gershwin coming through and thinking that was a quote relating to something else.
Well, both Stravinsky and Gershwin are quoted almost constantly.
Can you name the Gershwin song that's quoted?
I cannot. At one point, I thought I heard a little bit of one of the preludes, and then another time I thought I heard some of American in Paris.
Well, that all makes sense. That all makes sense.
Right.
Because
yeah.
Stylistically, it's all hanging out in there. But there is a tune here. And
It Ain't Necessarily So.
There you go.
There you go.
So it Ain't Necessarily So. Now, do you happen to know this piece by Stravinsky that has this?
I do not, no.
What we're asking for here is really extra credit because you've already
named
the tune and named the composer whose style Bruce is imitating.
He's gotten extra credit because not only did he say it ain't necessarily so, but it is a merger of Stravinsky and Gershwin. And the strange thing about this puzzler, and this may be the only one like this, You could say that it's Gershwin in the style of Stravinsky or Stravinsky in the style of Gershwin, and they would both be correct.
I must admit, Stravinsky's piano music, I'm not completely familiar with.
It isn't his piano music. It's not a piano piece. No, no. It's from a piece called L'Histoire du Soldat, or the story of a soldier.
Sure.
Okay, you do know it. I figured it was in there somewhere.
I was trying to think more larger scale works, and I was going through my mind Symphony of Psalms. And
No, that's this.
Bruce, I have a question for you.
Okay, Fred.
Did Gershwin and Stravinsky ever meet?
I should know the answer to that. Since Gershwin and Ravel did meet, it's certainly likely. But I would have to check that out. And I'm sorry, I can't give you a yes or no on that.
All right. Well, if anybody out there happens to know if Gershwin met Stravinsky, give us a call, 866-943-4450. And Steve, wonderful job with the piano puzzler.
Oh, thank you. It's wonderful music. It's, as always, quite difficult.
Yeah, this was a really interesting one. And actually, now that we know that it ain't necessarily so in the style of Stravinsky, Bruce, would you mind playing this one more time?
Not at all.
Steve, you put it so well. Your very first reaction when you said it sounds almost like Gershwin meets Stravinsky. And that's exactly what that piano puzzler turns out to be. Gershwin's song, It Ain't Necessarily So, in the style of Stravinsky with a bunch of quotes from L'Histoire du Soldat, The Soldier's Story by Igor Stravinsky. Whew!
Yeah.
Well, Steve, great job with the piano puzzler.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And Steve, what's your public radio station?
Well, unfortunately, down here, the show is not broadcast, but WWNO is the local station. I used to listen when I was in the area of Pittsburgh, Kansas, on KRPS.
Mm-hmm. And you can always listen online at performancetoday.org.
And I've been doing that regularly.
Oh, thank you so much. Steve from New Orleans, thanks for calling and playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Great to have you. That's Steve Hoag from New Orleans. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.